Well, today we're still in the book of Psalms. What a book the book of Psalms is. 150 chapters. From all of these 150 Psalms, there is a wealth of information. There is a wealth of encouragement. There's things in these 150 books that can guide your life. But for the last few days, we have been talking about the 22nd and 23rd chapters of this book. Chapter 22 starts out with, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In the 22nd chapter, we find no green pastures. We find no still waters. It's all about the sufferings and the afflictions that were put upon the writer of this 22nd Psalms. But oh, what a difference it is when you turn the page and you begin the next chapter. It starts off with, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, most of the first conceptions we have of God is very much like that of a shepherd. We think of God as a person who watches over us with that warm, protecting love of a parent. And as we think on these opening verses, we are filled with the same confidence and security which we knew as children. Today, we are living in a time between the times, between war and peace, between faith and doubt, between birth and death, between the people we actually are and the ones we'd like to become. In such a time, we need a map by which to chart our way forward. And I can think of no better map for navigating the difficult roads of life than chapter 23 in this book. It marks a path through time, not just for each of us personally, but for an entire community and nations. The Lord is my shepherd. Instantly, the image of the shepherd God springs to our mind. It's easy to imagine the green meadows, the grass waving in the gentle breeze of an afternoon in the spring. We can almost see the sheep lying in the golden light of the sun, being filled with the lush pastures. And nearby, we hear the dancing waters of a mountain brook. We see the shepherd rousting his sheep, guiding them, leading them around those steep places where the water gushes down the mountain in a torrent. The shepherd leads them to a place of safety beneath the shadow of an overhanging tree. There, the water stands still and clear. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That is not the picture I get when I look around this world. I see want everywhere. There is a dire need everywhere I look. People in third world countries are always lacking. They lack for clean water to drink. They lack for food to eat. They lack for medical care. They lack for shelter. And as I look around, I see many lacking for guidance. Many are lacking for the care of the great shepherd. In Hosea, God said that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And you may wonder, how can we be destroyed from the lack of knowledge? I've heard people say that what you don't know won't hurt you. But that has been proven wrong time and again. In my life, as well as in your life, we have realized that there were things that we did not know that caused us severe problems, caused us heartache and even shame. God said that his people were destroyed because they did not have the knowledge of God, because they rejected this knowledge. And he says, because you have rejected this knowledge, I will also reject thee. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.